Time for the birthday scam. We're going to call a woman who's had some car problems. This time a little different angle. Dean's going to call from the dealership. And you know how they call you and they want to know if how their service was? This is very important to dealerships now.
It seems like you go in for an oil change and then you'll get 7 phone calls after it, you know, wanting to know how good it was. I'll call Lynn, who had nothing but a nightmare with her car.
Hello?
Hi, is Lynn there?
This is she.
Lynn, this is Bob from Auto. How are you?
I'm okay.
Just following up on your Jeep.
Uh-huh.
Make sure she's running okay.
I haven't driven it that much, but it seems to be doing okay.
Could you rate for me on a scale of 1 to 10 how you felt our service was, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst?
Well, I've had a lot of problems. I feel like that I should not have been charged for the last work that was done on it.
Wow.
It's had 2 fuel pumps put in it, and it turns out...
All I need is a number.
Huh?
All I need is a number.
Oh, I guess 2.
2?
Yeah, I mean, I was real upset. It left me stranded, and it wasn't...
You have it now.
Huh?
It's running now.
It's running now, but I spent $1,500 with y'all to get it fixed.
Okay, but isn't that worth a 5 at least?
I'll give it a 3. I'm not...
Our car allocations from the manufacturer are based on these ratings that we get from our customers. And if we get a 3, we're not going to get the cars we need to sell.
Well, they should have found out that it was my gas tank.
Come on, go 5. Help us out here. It's a survey. This doesn't hurt you.
I understand that. But am I supposed to be honest?
Just say 5.
All right, 5.
Thank you very much. How helpful have I been on a scale of 1 to 10?
I guess 8, 10. I don't know.
Are you saying 10 for real?
10.
All right, good. I just had to fill out a couple of questions. Now, I'm looking over the account here, and it shows that we gave you a rental car.
Yes.
We have not received payment for that yet.
Y'all were supposed to be paying for that.
Oh.
Y'all arranged all of that. Y'all offered to pay for that for me so I could get to where I was going.
Well, we'll just have to put that on your bill. Now, were you happy with the rental car? Were you happy with the rental car?
I need to speak with Jim.
On a scale of 1 to 10,
how would
you...
I'm not answering any more of your questions. Y'all put me in the car. I will not be billed for it. It was y'all's mistake.
Can I put a 6 down?
You can't put anything down. Put a 1 down. And go back to the original one where you talked me into giving a 5 and put a 1.
Well, I already put the 5.
Well, I'll be there in a few minutes. And
you sound
I will
angry.
Be speaking with Mr. this, and your name is Bill what?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how angry are you right now? Hello?
Hello?
Lynn, is today your birthday?
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how badly...
Oh, my God.
How badly did we just scam you?
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Guess who's calling?
I imagine it's Dean and Rod.
Oh,
yes, it is.
You get a 10 for that one.
Oh, my God.
Beth wanted us to scam you and Bob, I guess. So happy birthday from them and us.
Okay.
And have a happy birthday.
Thank you.